continue our look at, see, I did it, Covenant Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. As we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. How doth Christ execute the office of a king? Christ executed the office of a king in subduing us to himself, in ruling and defending us, in restraining and conquering all his and our enemies. My kids would say I did it wrong because I wasn't waving a sword, which is their favorite way to answer this question. But we notice it first, he executes this office, so we can, again, we're looking at an office. It's an entrustment by a superior, the Father, to the inferior, the Son, and this relationship is superior to inferior, not as to essence, but as to the covenantal participation, so that the Father has decreed and the Son has procured, just as the Spirit proceeds from the Father and from the Son. And so, as we look at our passage this morning, we see our questions. We can look at several passages. First, your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power and holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. So he subdues us through the preaching of the gospel. He rules and defends us also through the preaching of the gospel. That's why Calvin can say that the pulpit is God's throne on earth. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. And so as we again look at our passage, we see that this proclamation, this preaching, is to bring the nations into being disciples, so that they become disciples of all nations through baptism, brought into the kingdom, and we see that they are catechized, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded, keep all that I have commanded you. And so that is part of what it is to be in Christ. Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And so Christ has that authority, and he goes there. And so as we think about what is the chief command of Christ, you might say love, but before you can love, you must believe. And that's why believing in him is what the work that he demands, which then flows into love. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And so this is this is how we are subdued and brought in to this relationship. And then he restrains his enemies and our enemies, and they are one and the same. As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth are your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. The Lord says to me, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. So Christ rules in the midst of his enemies. And his enemies and our enemies become the same. And that the manner in which these enemies are subdued is through the preaching of the gospel. It's not through the sword, it's through the keys of the kingdom. And so, as we think upon that, and as we can ponder what it is that Christ has this office, just as we've looked at how he's a prophet revealing to us the will of God for our salvation, he's our priest because he once offered of himself a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice, and he continually makes intercession for us. We also see that he subdues us to himself through the preaching of the word. He rules and defends us through the preaching of the gospel. And he restrains all his and our enemies. And so as we see these three offices, as in our next video, Lord willing, we'll begin to look at what it means that he does, how he does executes these offices when he's in a state of humiliation. And then in the subsequent video, how he does so in his estate of exaltation. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time. God bless. Thank you.